producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm slowly getting my voice back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Boy, you guys have had to listen to a lot. I really apologize. I listened to an interview I did on one of the other stations, and I didn't realize how bad my voice sounded. I apologize. Man, you guys deserve to listen to somebody sexy and pretty, and you know, but you guys have to listen to my voice. I don't know how you do it. I really don't. I mean, my husband can't do it. He's been married to me almost 20 years. I started that almond diet where you eat almonds. I started it about, you know, 10 minutes ago, and I can't stand it. These are almonds. I got them at Walmart. I'm always at Walmart. They're called roasted almonds with sea salt. And I suck off the salt, but if I eat the almond, it's still on my teeth, and they don't really taste that good. I'm getting 140 calories from fat for every serving, which is about 16 almonds. So, okay, maybe it's supposed to keep me full, but the problem is now I need something chocolatey to get the taste of almonds out of my mouth. So now that's adding another about 140 fat calories. So I'm going to say it's a waste of time, but for those of you that like nuts and is into your nuts, I think Tom is into his trail mix, and he's, like, religious about it. It's like a religion.
Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah. I know. So just all the power to you guys. But for me, it blows. Looks like I'm actually screwed anyway. It looks like children can sue their parents. Get this. If you upload pictures of them on Facebook. Now, right now, this appears to be going on in France. They say parents who upload pictures of their children on social media could be sued by their sons or daughters under France's privacy laws. Well, if any of you guys follow me on Facebook, I put pictures of my babies all the time. You know, there's my, like my son yesterday was playing lacrosse, and I don't know what he did wrong, but all of a sudden my husband is getting all excited going, look, it's so, look. And I go, what? And he was in the penalty box. And my husband was just so proud that Stoney made it to the penalty box. Now, remember, Stone has some football training. So my guess is, you know, playing defense, he must have done something that was a football move and not a lacrosse move, okay? But he got himself into the penalty box, and everybody was all proud of him. Like, hey, the other kid wasn't hurt or anything, but I guess, you know. So I posted a picture of that on Facebook. They say in France, mothers and fathers face a year in prison and a fine of, oh my gosh, French money. Okay, it's not francs. That's German money. It's not shekels is Israeli money. Pounds is, I think they put this in pounds. I think they put this in pounds, even though France is different. I forget what French use. French use beignets? Okay, yeah, beignets. They face a fine of 35 pounds if that's 35,000 pounds. So I guess you bring in a bunch of money and that's 35,000 pounds of money. If they are convicted of publicizing details of their children's private lives without their permission. Now, do they have a point? Okay, I mean, you know, my son is 16 and the other one is 13. And they are getting to the age where they don't want mommy posting pictures that they're hanging out. See, here's the thing. This is what it is with me, okay? I don't post embarrassing pictures. Okay, I don't post pictures of them in their underwear. I don't post pictures of them, you know, walking around Walmart, you know, with me in the show. I don't do that. But my guess is teenagers do not want to be seen with their parents. And my son never wants to go shopping with me, never wants to go anywhere with me because he doesn't want to be seen with your parents. It's uncool. So all of a sudden now I post evidence that he is with mommy. And not only is it evidence right then and there, but it's evidence that could be on Facebook for the rest of Facebook's life. So no wonder They say children at certain stages do not want to be photographed, and adults who sue their parents for breaching their right of privacy when they were children could receive compensation. So my kids could turn around, if we lived in France, could turn around when they're adults and sue me for their baby pictures that I posted. You know how the pictures of the tushy? Okay, now you can't do this anymore. If you have a picture of a kid's tushy, you can't, like, post it anywhere because it's child pornography. But in the olden days, my mom had a picture of me. We all had pictures of the little babies sitting there on the couch on their tummies with their head up smiling without a diaper on, and you can see their little tushy. And that is a baby picture that all of us parents love to have. Now you can't even do that. Remember there was a man who took a picture of his three little girls all in a bubble bath. And there was nothing, from what I understand, graphic, because they were all in bubbles, but there was a picture of the kids in the bubble bath. Boom, got busted. So you guys have to be really, really careful with that. Now, here's the other thing, okay? You have a lot of people for a law like this, maybe even bringing it to the States, because putting a picture of your kid on Facebook isn't safe. You got stalkers out there. You got predators. And many of us now, it's just commonplace. We think our kids are better than everybody else's kids. Like, I gotta be honest, last night when I was posting my picture of my kid in the penalty box, I was like, guys, I'll look at my baby because right now my baby's a star. I'm just as guilty of doing that. I mean, do I think my kids are better than any other kids? I don't really go that far, but I love my babies and I want to just plaster them all over the place. I mean, their picture, okay? Trust me, when they get me mad, I want to rip them a new one all over the place. But that's a whole other story. So, you know, I get it. It's just, you know, I think a bigger problem, because I'm not a kid with my mom posting pictures of me, is I can't stand it when people post pictures of me that I don't want. Okay? Like, for example, I may be standing, you know, sitting next to my friend, and he has three shots next to him. Yet, the picture at a certain angle looks like I'm the one with the shots. And I don't like shots. I don't like to take shots. So that could be pretty detrimental. If somebody, right, posts a picture of that, and I was driving later, but that, those weren't my glasses. So I think there has to be some limits to posting things about other people. I agree with that. But for your kids to sue you, oh, heck no. What was that where a kid jumped into his auntie's arms when she came to his birthday party? He broke her wrist, so she sued the family? Yeah. It just gives me the heebie-jeebies. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
This call just doesn't go away. What is going on? Have any of you guys have that sinus crud stuff? This is ridiculous. I remember the patient that gave it to me. Thank you, by the way. Thank you. Lord have mercy. Gosh, I mean, I can't cough without peeing on myself, and I can't breathe. No wonder. You know what? Fine. This is the voice you guys get. That's what happens when you make me sick. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and for allowing me to take a day off when I do get sick. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for listening to me and putting up with everything. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a headline came out talking about jobs that hurt your heart and make you fat. All right, and there's a list of them, and some say there's about 8 of them. I think there's tons of jobs out there. Experts analyzed 7 key indicators of heart health. They looked at blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, exercise, diet, weight, and smoking. And they say that depending on the job you have, this could put you at higher risk of early death. So people aged over 45, okay, not me. Whew, okay, good, man, I'm in the clear. I got a long way to go. if we look at minutes. People age over 45 are more likely to suffer heart disease and stroke if you work in sales, office support, or service occupations. Their colleagues in management or peers in professional jobs are less likely to be diagnosed with heart disease. They say 88% of workers age 45 and older did not smoke. We've been doing a damn good job on getting people off smoking. You guys have been doing an amazing job stopping smoking, so I'm really proud of you guys. They say 78% of workers, I hope I said workers and not women, 88% of workers age 45 and older didn't smoke, 78% had good blood sugar levels, fewer than 41%, though, had ideal cardiovascular health in five other areas. They discovered a wide range of different heart risks depending on your profession. So they looked at 5,500 men and women who were employed who never had a history of heart disease or stroke in the beginning of the study. More than one in five transportation workers were smokers, 22%, the highest among all the groups. You know, if I was a truck driver, I could see that. You know, you're falling asleep. The nicotine gives you a little bit of a wake up, a wake me up. You know, I love my truckers out there, but please, please don't smoke, because already you guys are behind the eight ball because you have to sit for long hours a time. You don't get good sleep. You don't get to have home cooked meals all the time. So try not to smoke, but I think smokers are a part of that. Two out of three sales, office, and administrative support employees had poor eating habits. 69% of sales employees had high cholesterol. I could see that. Okay, look, I've worked in a variety of different venues, okay? I've done, I've waited tables, I've done research, I've done sales, I've done marketing, human resources. So there's been a bunch of jobs that I've held. And I gotta tell you, very, very stressful when you're in sales. When you're waiting tables, I actually lost a lot of weight, except I kept nibbling whatever you could nibble. And so if there were French fries, I worked at Tony Roma's and I worked at Red Robin. Red Robin used to have a bowl of French fries. And so I'd clean my hand and I would grab some French fries and eat some of them. Now, Red Robin did away with that. This was years ago where, you know, the waitress can't sit there and, you know, feed if she needed to. When I worked at Jack in the Box, I remember, you know, oh, man, I dropped this burger on the ground. All right, we'll throw it out. Okay, and I didn't drop it on the ground. I pretended I did so I could eat it. I was so bad. I know, send me to jail now. So, that, listen, I put a lot of time in that company. And I'm not saying stealing is good, okay? That's a form of stealing. It's not good, but I'm going to admit it. I mean, I was hungry. I was hungry. I didn't have a lot of money, so I tried to get a free burger. All right? We've all done it. And I tried to sneak free French fries. But when you sneak food like that, not the healthiest. Well, yeah, most of these companies, they let you eat. Okay, these were at times when they wouldn't let you eat. You know, you had to, you know, I guess wait till your shift was over and nobody fed you. Okay, I like being fed. Good job. All right, and another thing I would always do is I would splash a little bit of soda. So I'd be thirsty, I'd grab a glass, splash some soda, put it in dishwashing. So obviously your diet isn't the healthiest. Four out of five office and administrative support workers did not do enough physical activity. Well, you know, if you're chained to a desk for 8 to 10 hours, how are you getting up and moving around? People who worked in the food industry had the worst diet profile. Three quarters had poor diet quality. I could get that. 9 out of 10 police and firefighters were overweight or obese. Now, that blows my mind because the firefighters I see and the police I see are pretty good-looking. They're pretty cut and small waistlines and kind of a big muscular chest and kind of a small waist with a smaller butt, but just accenting those big rippling muscles, and they're so tall and tan and handsome and smiley and, oh, Lord have mercy. But 9 out of 10 of them were overweight or obese. 77% suffered from high cholesterol levels. 35% had high blood pressure. I'm surprised the blood pressure wasn't higher. What our cops and firefighters have to do, God bless them. Management and professionals had better cardiovascular health overall than other categories. Management and professionals. A third had ideal weight. 75% were at least moderately active. 6% were smokers, but 72% of white-collar professionals employed in business and finance had poor eating habits. Well, of course, you're on the run. You need to eat something quick. Researchers decided to examine 7 modifiable risk factors. So these are risk factors, not by your genes, but things you can modify. Life's simple 7. And so they looked at your smoking, your BMI. They looked at they looked at blood pressure. They aren't listing them. Where are they? I remember talking about this a year ago. Where's the 7? Oh, all right. Well, I guess maybe they'll unveil it to us one of these days. All right. But honestly, how I look at it, it's your blood pressure. It's your cholesterol. It's your BMI, although I'd really like to get rid of BMI because I think it's stupid. Your blood glucose level, smoking status, how much you exercise. I also like to add sleep. Because people that don't get good sleep, I think, put themselves at higher risk for heart disease, etc. So, what do you need to do? Okay, well, first and foremost, I want you guys to start taking, like, little walk breaks. Okay, get up and moving. Your body doesn't like stasis. Your body does so well with exercise. And I'm not talking real heavy marathon-type exercise. I'm talking about basic light exercise. Walk around, move. Again, think back to caveman days. What did our forefathers and foremothers do? They got up out of the cave. They went to the bathroom. They went and started a fire. Then they went and got some feed. Then the baby got up. They had to run back to the baby. Then they had to feed the baby. Then they had to go and hunt and gather and get more feed. Then they came back, and then all the other, you know, biddies in the village kind of came over to talk to the women, and then the guys were like, hey, man, this is what I did, dude. This is what you did. This is what I did today. So then the men all talk. The women all talk. Sometimes the men were like, women, you go hunt. The women were like, I do everything around here. Then the women had to go and hunt while the guys were sitting there, I don't know, you know, talking fantasy football. Then the women came back going, I couldn't catch the zebra. You couldn't catch the zebra, woman? I need to do this myself. Then the guys went and caught the zebra. Then they came back and they had to cook the food. Then the baby was crying again. But you see how exhausting? You see how you moved? Did they have somebody say, no, you need to watch the fire? No, you need to sit there and pick out the seeds. Well, you know, they did have people weaving. I think in caveman days, didn't they weave clothes? Somebody had to make clothes. So those are the people that sat for long periods of time. Anyway, remind yourself, okay, that you are not, I guess, remind yourself that you are not in the healthiest scenario. So have little post-it notes at work reminding you to do some Kegels, all right? I showed you guys all how to Kegel. Suck in your stomach. I love having little post-it notes in my studio saying suck in your stomach because then I remember to suck in my stomach. Y'all are doing it now. See, y'all are doing it. Suck in your stomach. Now you're going to forget after a couple seconds, but then you see the post-it note and you do it again. Things like that are exercise. I always tap my feet. I move my legs. I do butt clenches. Things like that because I always want to move. Pack your lunch. Okay? It's very easy to do. You could have a sandwich. You could have some fruit. You could have some nuts. And you could put a little snack there. All right? But don't have to opt for fast food. Fast food is not the best thing. Obviously. And then look at the stress. All right, I'm a doctor. They had said in one of these studies that people in healthcare seem to be at high risk. I could see that. Okay, we may get a lot of exercise. We may move around a lot. You know, we may, I don't know, you know, sweat waiting for insurance companies to finally pay us. But I got to tell you guys, it is stressful. And not to mention your firefighters, your cops, your first responders, your military. So it's, you know, cut the stress. If you have a stressful job, make sure you have some sort of fun. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so while I was harping a few minutes ago on what to do with your job so you stay healthy, I got a message. I really would love you to call because I would love to kind of go back and forth with you. Phone lines are up at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But that my advice isn't practical. How do you add a job try to exercise, try to Kegel. He's a man, so he says he can't Kegel. But, you know, if your boss won't let you get up and walk around, how are you supposed to try to stay healthy? Well, let me just say this, okay? Guys, quit being weenies. Get a new job then. If your health is really at that much risk, I mean, if you guys have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and it's the same thing. I've been doing this show now how many years yelling at you guys to make sure your cholesterol's down and your blood pressure's down? Well, how many times do you hear that somebody dropped dead of a heart attack or somebody had a stroke? This is some real stuff. Okay, we talk about it like it's, you know, nothing. Yeah, and, you know, more people are more interested in, you know, all right, well, what's really going to kill me is, you know, a bomb or us going to war. I don't have to worry about high blood pressure or stroke. No, what's killing people every day is not a war on U.S. soil, thank God, and I hope we never see that ever again, but it's people are dropping dead of heart attacks and strokes and car accidents every day. So if you have a job that's unhealthy and you're crying that your boss won't give you a chance to run around and walk or Kegel or second your stomach or you don't get a chance to eat right, boo-hoo, get a new job. And don't blame your boss. My guess is you can. My guess is there's tons of stuff you could do. All right? My guess is your boss isn't that bad. When my staff, we're busy, and when my staff say they want to walk around, and they want to go on your break, go walk around. You can do it. They get breaks. Most states, I guess, mandate that your staff get breaks. And during our, but usually my staff during my breaks, they want to sit down because it's exhausting. You know, they run around with patients all the time. But if my staff says, look, you know, I want, well, we have a refrigerator. They pack their lunch and they bring their lunch in, et cetera. If there's no refrigerator at your work, then bring a cooler. But, I mean, your lives are at stake, and nobody sees the urgency. They're like, well, this will happen to somebody else. This will happen to somebody else. On Facebook, they were talking about a gentleman that died last week, and he's kind of in my age group. He went to school with a bunch of people at the same time. He's a couple years older than I, okay? So still in his 40s, and all of a sudden, dead. And so they're trying to figure out what happened. Died in his sleep. No drugs, nothing. So my guess is he had a heart attack. Okay, this is the age. A lot of us are at the age where we could at any time have a heart attack, and nobody is seeing the urgency. You know, hurricane season. When do people go and buy all their supplies? When there's announced that there's a hurricane coming? No, you make sure you have your generator, you make sure you have your waters, you make sure you have the boards ready to go so you can put them up, have everything ready in the meantime. All right. We have been very, you know, nervous about a Hillary Clinton presidency for a long time. And it looks more and more like we may be getting one. When are you guys going to prepare? Okay. So, I can only give you so many warnings. And the more I talk, the more you guys tune me out. I know. My husband tells me to. My kids tell me they tune me out. My son, the younger one, admitted to me. He goes, Mom, I don't like to listen to you when you tell me to do stuff. Okay, well then fine. Well, who are you going to listen to? Okay? You have a job where your health is getting worse. You could sit there and blame the job, or you could get off your butt. Well, Dr. Dahlia, you're lucky. You're a doctor. So, you know, you could just get a job as a doctor. I can't just go and get another job in sales. I can't go and get another, you know, job. I'm a trucker. That's my profession. I get that. Okay? And I'm not saying, you know, switch careers this late in the day, and if you don't want to switch careers, but I want you guys to empower yourselves. I'm sick of hearing you guys say, you can't. I've had some patients who I practically had to admit to psychiatric hospitals because of depression, and it was their job. And I go, you gotta quit your job. You gotta leave your job and find a new job. I can't. Finally, they did. Yeah, they took a pay cut, but they are happier than they've ever been. You need to stop telling yourself that you don't have any other options. The big problem why people are overweight or people have health issues is they blame somebody else. Okay, when are you going to start blaming yourself? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, don't do that. It'll worsen people's depressions. No. When you blame other people, okay, one, it may make you feel better temporarily, but you're doing that because you're trying to say, look, it's my job making me fat, it's my job ruining my cholesterol, my blood pressure, so it's their fault. Once I change my job, everything's going to be better. And what happens if you do change your job? Okay, great. Was it really the job the whole time, or was it you? I had a patient who worked for a company that sold alcohol. And so when they do sales, they open up the bottle and they let companies try the alcohol. And of course they try it with them. So they'll do shots, they'll drink the wine, etc. Well, his liver was going kaput. You gotta change jobs. No, it's such a good job and it's such a good paying job. You gotta do it. This is your choice. No, it's not. It's the job making me do it. No. Who told you that's the job you have to take? You're brilliant in sales. You could be a sommelier. I mean, you could know wine. You could, you know, market alcohol without physically drinking it. There are other aspects to marketing and distribution that you could work. Your liver comes first. Remember, I had that patient who was popping Lortab to get through his job as a poker dealer because he couldn't stand talking to people. He was just done with talking to people, so when he was taking a narcotic, it made the job easier. Get another job. I can't. I won't make the money I'm making now. Well, then you need to figure out another way to make it interesting to talk to people. And I'm not saying that's everybody indicative. Most of us really love talking to you. But after doing a job that many years, you get burned out. But that's another thing we need to talk about. Job burnout. I think a lot of us are getting burned out. Okay? I was getting burned out in medicine years ago. And I was at my close to 10-year mark, and I decided to start doing radio. And boy, did it rejuvenate me. Then came Obamacare, and you don't even have a chance to be burned out. You're just leveled. But anyway, you know, you can mix things up. If you can't change your job, okay, it pays too well, and that's the choice you're making. You're allowed to make choices. Then why don't you add something to it? Add something fun. Add a hobby. Join a bowling team. Golf. Golf is tough because it's expensive. I never do that. Take a class. Just add something to it that augments and enhances your life. But you guys getting burned out and eating like crap and starting to throw in the towel when you're in your 40s is ridiculous. Because remember, we're not living till the 60s anymore. God willing, we're living till our 90s, possibly hundreds. Many of us are going to be living well into the one teens. I know. Well, you know, it's a good thing, okay? I'd rather do that than the opposite. So quit crying, quit babbling, quit blaming your boss. And if it really is your job, if you have to be a high-calorie cheese taster, then, yeah, get a gosh darn new job. But your health comes first, and you never know when it's going to happen. By the way, I just saw Meet Joe Black, finally. Okay? I don't get it. The movie was really slow. Boy, that was a slow movie. All right? But it did remind you that you just have no idea when your time is coming. And even though one of them had an opportunity to say goodbye and do whatever he wanted to do, most of us don't get that chance. So you need to realize that today could be the last day you're on Earth. So what are you going to do? Are you going to tell your wife you love her? Come on, you can do that. Be nice. No. Don't tell her off. Come on. Tell your wife you love her. Okay? Eat something healthy. Brush your teeth. Okay? Groom yourself. That's my biggest worry. God forbid somebody finds me. You know, and I didn't wax my upper lip. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got some news on the HIV front, okay? Your lifetime risk of getting HIV is now less. All right? About a decade ago, it was 1 in 78. But now for all Americans, our risk of contracting HIV is now 1 in 99. So it's getting better. But unfortunately, there's massive disparities by race and geography based on your risk of HIV could be worse depending on where you live. They say, unfortunately, the most sobering projection in the study was for gay black men. Researchers estimated that 1 in 2 would become infected in their lifetimes if the current rates of transmission continue. This was a report that came out, I believe, last week by the CDC, that 1 in 2 black men in the United States who have sex with men will be diagnosed with HIV in their lifetime. When it comes to gay Hispanic men, 1 in 4 likely to get HIV. And I don't know if, you know, I see some sources say gay Hispanic men, others say men who have sex with men. I think we need to change to the term men who have sex with men, women who have sex with women, women who have sex with men, men who have sex with women. I think we may need to start changing that term because there's many people out there that do not identify as gay, but they will have sexual dalliances with people of the same sex. And so when you tell a person, okay, if you are gay, you're at higher risk, go get screened. If they don't identify themselves as such, they won't. And so I think the message we have to send to everybody, especially teenagers who experiment, etc., is if you have sex with somebody of the same partner, if you're male, you are at higher risk for HIV. Now, still, heterosexual couples can still, or heterosexual acts can still transmit HIV, but we see it in a higher population in men having sex with men. The CDC's Jonathan Merman cautioned that the numbers are not a foregone conclusion, but more a call to action for the country to more effectively use the new tools for prevention and care. All right, so people living in Washington, D.C., all right, had a 1 in 13 chance if they were, let me see, where are they getting this, in terms of your sexual preference. Maryland, 1 in 49, Georgia, 1 in 51, Florida, 1 in 54, Louisiana, 1 in 56. The CDC thinks the South had the highest risk. African-American men had the high risk of HIV diagnosis with 1 in 20 getting it. White women had the lowest risk with 1 in 880. Men having sex with men had a 1 in 6 risk, while heterosexual men had a 1 in 473 risk. Let me see. They what else did they say? So, San Francisco, higher amounts as I'm looking at the map. The highest risk appeared to be in the District of Columbia, Maryland, Georgia, Florida, Louisiana, New York, Texas, New Jersey, Mississippi, South Carolina, North Carolina, Delaware, and Alabama. Then came Nevada, Illinois, California, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Massachusetts, Arizona, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Ohio, Missouri, Arkansas. And then the states that appeared to be the lowest risk were West Virginia, Wisconsin, Iowa, Utah, Maine, Alaska, South Dakota, New Hampshire, Wyoming, Vermont, Idaho, Montana, and North Dakota with the lowest risk. So, that's important as we talk about, well, there's a couple of subjects we need to talk about, all right? One is these little clusters of syphilis outbreaks. I was on KABC with Doug McIntyre and T-Ray talking about the syphilis epidemic in Las Vegas. I really hate to say that because, yes, we have seen a rise. I don't want to call it an epidemic because people are going to be thinking about Ebola and all that. I've seen some cases. I always test and screen for syphilis. But if you don't think you're in an area where there is something that could be endemic or something that you could unfortunately be at higher risk of getting, you may let your guard down. All right. And so I want all of you, if you've ever had an unprotected sexual encounter, to get yourself screened. And I've reviewed with you all the STDs you need to get. Don't just go to your doctor and get an HIV and a hepatitis. I want you to get a hepatitis panel that also includes hepatitis B and C. I want you to get your HIV. I want you to get an RPR, which screens for syphilis. I want you to get a herpes test. And I want you to get gonorrhea and chlamydia. There's a means for them to screen you and test you for HPV easily. Why not? But many of us, we just don't get tested. We're like, well, you know what? I'll get a sign. Okay? If I have an STD, something will tell me. Well, not always. You don't always get a sign. People can carry herpes and not know they have herpes. People can carry HIV and not know they have HIV. People can carry syphilis. You can carry chlamydia. You can carry any of the STDs and not know you have it. So please, for the love of the Lord, get yourselves checked. Now, many people with HIV, or many people who have intercourse unprotected, have been applauding the fact that there's a medication out there that can help prevent you contracting HIV. We've talked about Truvada. In fact, one of my listeners, Freddie, had told me about this way before I even knew about it and said, you got to look this up. This is a medication that people can take and hopefully prevent having HIV. And I was like, it sounds too good to be true. Well, unfortunately, it may be too good to be true. We already have the first man contracting HIV while on the prevention drug. He is a 43-year-old man who had sex with other men, and he got infected after taking Truvada regularly for 24 months. The HIV health site PAWS reports that he's believed to have encountered a rare strain of the virus that is resistant to the two medicines. It's a combo drug that make up Truvada. The virus is believed to have been drug resistant when it was contracted rather than evolving resistance after transmission. So Truvada is supposed to reduce HIV transmission rates. It was about 88%. Now they're saying 90%. PAWS cites current research as putting it above 90% when you take it four times a week. So, having a small window, that 10%, is still unfortunately a deadly percent, okay? There's still that unfortunate risk. But this is, many of you have asked me, why aren't more doctors writing Truvada? One is, if we don't get educated on it, we don't know about it, And so, thank God I do radio, and thank God my listeners are teaching me as much as I teach them. I think my listeners actually probably teach me more. So I was able to look it up, know it, and I probably started writing it sooner than a lot of my colleagues. However, when I did talk to my colleagues about the medication, when I was learning about it, they were like, why? Why would I give that? If the patient gets a false sense of security and decides to have unprotected sex because they're taking it, I'm going to be doing more harm than good. And I'm like, well, I'd rather you put the person on it and tell them to still wear a condom. And he goes, do you think that's what they're going to do? Now, I look at Truvada having an amazing place in our market for people who are in relationships with those that have HIV. So even if you are using condoms, you feel like you have that extra barrier because condoms aren't 100%. But if what's happening are men or women are feeling that the Truvada is a shield or a suit of armor and they could have unprotected sex, unfortunately, it's going to put them at risk. Now, mind you, you could still transmit HIV if you have open sores in your mouth. Let's say you bite your lip, earlier that day at lunch. You mac with somebody later on that night, and there's an open wound there, and somebody with HIV possibly transmits it if he has a cut or something. Having Truvada on board, I think, is still important. So I would still, if you're taking it, continue it as long as your liver's in good shape, you don't have hepatitis, etc. But if you're taking it in lieu of using a condom, I would say that's wrong, and that's not the way to do it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Jones.
Going
once. Twice. Okay, we
gotta
move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.